we're going to put Gus Coriale on the headset right from the looks of it, the Laker captain. And that's a good move right there. I don't mind this at all. Gus, you played a heck of a game tonight. What a big win for the boys. You get 2 points. You secure the chance to go play at Michigan Tech rather than that long bus ride over to Bemidji, Minnesota. Good job as far as I'm concerned right there. I love that idea. But talk a little bit about this game tonight. We thought first period, third period, the two overtimes, just some of the most entertaining hockey of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nice to start playing. We're getting them into stride here into playoffs. And, I mean, that was the biggest thing that's come out tonight. We got to start putting complete games together and kind of get that playoff mentality. I think everyone rallied together. And throughout the game, we just showed that we can keep pushing. And that's what we need to head into playoffs here. So we're playing good now.
Well, there were some tremendous chances in that third period. You guys outplayed them, I would think. You outshot them 11-8, but you had chances. You had one of them. You walked right in there. That was an outright breakaway. Could have won the hockey game. We thought that would have been most fitting for you to score a game winner in your last game on this ice surface.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that kind of after the shift, but when you're in there, you're just trying to rally together with the boys. But, I mean, just to get that win there and ring the bell my last night here and in front of the crowd, it's just a tremendous feeling, kind of speechless right now, and it's just it's awesome what's going on right now.
Well, it's pretty tough, and I know you got mixed emotions on it. I don't want to get you tearful here or anything, but that's the end of it for you. Your last home game on this ice surface, you've been here 4 years. You've been through two coaches now. You came in to play for Jim Rock and his regime. You go out playing for Damon Whitten and his coaching staff. It had to be kind of tough for you to make the transition. You've done a great job with it. You haven't missed a game, and you've done a really good job leading this team as the only senior this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough ride here and some good things, some bad things, but I've learned a lot, and it's going to be tough to leave this rink tonight and after playoffs or whenever we're done. But, I mean, it's been an awesome ride, and the coach has done a great job with me in the transition. And coach is recruiting me. I'll never forget how I got here and the people who brought me here. So, I mean, I just shout out to all those guys, and it's going to be tough leaving this rink tonight, especially the big win like that to finish it off.
Gus, what are you looking for as a lone senior going in the playoffs next weekend at Michigan Tech?
It's tough. We got a young crew here, and not a lot of us have played a lot of playoff hockey. We've gone deep since I've been here, but I mean, after that game tonight, though, it seems like everyone has a mentality, and they throw out juniors. They have some playoff experience, so I mean, we're all going to be playing hard and playing hard, playing well. So I mean, if we can keep that pace we had towards the end of the game there, and keep that shot in the playoffs, I think we're going to do well here.
Yeah, it was a really good, entertaining third period, and those two overtimes were spectacular. And you know, we had a lot of good chances. I thought Mitch Holtz played his best game of the season tonight all the way around. He had a goal in the first period. He was just outstanding winning faceoffs. He broke up plays in the neutral zone. I thought he was really dialed in tonight, where maybe a few other times he struggled a little bit there. But, you know, you're a sophomore. You're highly touted. He did a good job tonight. I thought a lot of guys played really well for Lake Superior tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we expect a lot from Mitch. And, I mean, yeah, I think that was probably one of his most complete games of the year. And I'm playing on the wing with him, and every time he settles a puck down, he plays well. But at the same time, I think a lot of guys took strides throughout the game to just, I mean, they got the playoff mentality, and they just got a little bit of desperate hockey. And we saw a lot of young guys step up, and we kind of forget that those guys are young, so they're playing a lot of minutes. But, I mean, it's tough for them to bring in every single game, but they're definitely hitting stride right now, and we're seeing a lot of those young guys play well.
Yeah, I think Luke Morgan, he's really a good player for Lake Superior right now. I thought Gelsinger played well all weekend for us. You know, Max Humus has been good all year. I think you're right. This team's playing well. We could, we kind of owe Michigan Tech. We played pretty poorly up there one game this past season. We want to get up there and show them that we're a lot better team than we were then.
Yeah, I think we kind of want to take over that UP. I think Coach has a history up there too. And, I mean, we all owe them one. I've owed them one since I've been here. It's been tough struggle up in Helton there. But, I mean, we're all going to be rallying here. And I think everyone's just excited to be in playoffs. And no matter who we face or what was going to happen, I think we're all just ready and ready to take on the experience.
No, I think it's going to be a really tough series. I think we're going to do okay. Gus, thanks for doing this post game, and hey, whatever you do in the future, I know you're going to be great at it, and it doesn't matter whether you play hockey. I think you will play beyond this, but regardless, we really appreciate you being at Lake Superior for 4 years.
Yeah, right on. Thanks a lot. I appreciate, if anyone's listening right now, I appreciate everyone who's been along for the ride. I think you guys up there, you guys have been there throughout the whole experience, and everyone in the town's just been awesome, and I wouldn't trade the place I came to for anything in the world. So thanks a lot for tonight and the last 4 years here. It's been awesome.
All right, Gus Coriale joining us here post game. Great job by the captain of the Lakers.